everybody. It's Fairy and Christmassy. The Chris Moyle Show. All right, it's 8:16. Good morning, everybody. BBC Radio 1. Let's bring in Mr. Alan Carr. He's not very well today. He's poorly. Here he is.
Oh, dear.
Keep it down. Oh. And for once, it's not a hangover.
No, oh. It's not.
I know.
Oh, baby.
By the way, the webcam's
babies.
On. If you want to look at Alan. What a lovely jumper. Is it Boxing Day already?
That's a beautiful seasonal jumper.
Thank you.
Very
thank
nice.
You.
Oh, you look lovely.
I wish you'd tell me there was a webcam. I would have wore something a bit nicer.
That's lovely.
You look lovely and festive.
It was in the briefing notes we sent you.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I would have had a wash bottom. And everything.
Oh, no, that's not in the briefing notes.
No. Just a strip wash, you know. Mm. Just under the arms.
You mean like wet wipes and stuff?
That's it, yeah. A wet wipe over your...
Did you buy that jumper or was it a gift?
It was a gift.
I thought it might have been.
From a friend.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder? No.
You look like a carol singer, but in a good way.
Oh, in a good way.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
It means you look festive.
I always look festive.
What's wrong? Why are you poorly sick?
Well, it's me wisdom tooth. They're impacted.
How are they? Giving you jip.
Yeah, and the trouble is, it's making my face look more jowly than normal.
You look fine.
No, look, it's swollen. Look, it's pushing my turkey neck out.
No, it's not. You look fine. You look all right. Mm.
Really?
Yeah. You look lovely. Handsome as ever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, he's killing me with kindness.
Oh?
Is this my tea here?
Yeah, it's yours.
Yes.
Oh, I'll have to sip it out the other side because it hurts.
Do you want a straw?
No, it's not that bad.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, no.
You're like one of those
like a raw nerve every time.
Oh,
and those toothpaste adverts, you know, with the lightning bolt that goes into
your mouth. Yeah, that's what it's
when
like.
When sensitive
that's what it's
teeth
like.
Attack.
Yes. Yeah, when I have a magnum, I'm like,
How long have you had this?
2 days.
And why haven't you done anything about it?
Because it's wisdom teeth. What can you do?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a trained dentist, but surely they can do something.
I can't tie a piece of string to a doorknob and slam the door.
Why not?
Well, no, I don't know. What do you do? Because the other three have been impacted, you see, and I've had to have them yanked out.
I don't have any of my wisdom teeth left. They're all gone.
Yeah, but it's awful. I can't, because then you have to have root canal work.
I don't know whether I've ever got my wisdom teeth yet.
I need a trip to the dentist, and I keep putting it off. And I shouldn't, because a few years ago, I was a very big, brave boy.
Mm. Yeah.
And I went and had loads of work done, and I was petrified. I turned up on the wrong day once.
Why?
I walked in and they went, because I just got my date screwed.
Oh.
I had to go like 4 or 5 times, something ridiculous.
Was it a hygiene problem?
Excuse me?
Well, no, I was just wondering, hygiene?
No, it wasn't a hygiene
problem. Well, I'm just looking at your teeth. I mean, they're a bit yellow around the side, aren't they?
Oh, hang on. You're having a go at my teeth? Really?
Oh, it's like you've got a mouthful of Twiglets.
Right, you're having a go at my teeth. I'm having a go at you for being fat.
Come on, let's not fall out. It's Christmas.
No.
Yeah? I'll knock that tooth out for you if you want.
Oh, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, I will bring
it on. Let's do it on the webcam.
Come on, then. You need to be careful. You don't want to make me angry.
So how have you been, love? Did you watch X Factor last night?
Yes. I did, yeah.
Oh, no. Chris, stop it.
I did. Did you have an X Factor party?
Yes.
Oh.
I came dressed as Tesco Mary.
Oh, very nice.
Every little help.
It's a man's world. Dun, dun, dun. Oh. Did you vote?
No.
Who were you rooting for last night?
I like Rebecca.
Yeah?
Mm.
Yeah. I just love it when she sang with Christina Aguilera. What's it like singing with her? I'm made up. I love it.
I was saying that Saturday, obviously, first up is Matt Cardle.
Mm, yeah.
And he sings at least a little bit, and then he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Please welcome one of the greatest singers in the world, Rihanna!" And the door's open, when she comes out, and you go, wow, it's so exciting, isn't it? And then Rebecca's up, because she's a bit shy, Rebecca.
Oh, I know.
Quiet. So she sings with a lovely voice, and she just goes, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Christina Aguilera." just kind of stares at her and goes, "That's it. Look at that. Look at that." It was an enemy.
It was the same as that moment when myself and Dominic were on stage singing Lambooner at the O2 in London. We said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Alexandra Burke," and she came on and
just kind of stood there.
I mean, my favourite was Stacey Solomon.
Oh, they've done a painting of your face on it. I'd love a slice of that.
Oh, God.
She was brilliant, wasn't she?
She was brilliant. Needed subtitles, but brilliant.
Yes.
It's a good show. So did you watch Saturday and Sunday? Did you watch this
Saturday? Yes. I don't have a life anymore. Well, I suppose I do now because it's finished. Did you want Matt to win?
I voted yesterday for the... I've never voted on for the whole series.
Yeah.
I voted once last night.
Who was it for?
I shall reveal that maybe tomorrow.
Oh.
Because we have Matt Cardlin. Mm. So we knew we had the winner coming
in. Oh, right, yeah.
So I voted once during the show.
Personally, I think he's a poor man's diva fever.
Do you think?
Very harsh. Very harsh.
No, I love Matt. I'm joking.
Hey, Chatty Man is back.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm so pleased.
We're going to slack it off then.
No, I'm so pleased that the show's back, and I'm so pleased that they've moved you to Mondays as well.
Yeah, because when they said move it to Mondays, I was like, oh, I get it. Here we go. Bye, Alan. You know, yeah. We're putting you on QVC because we think, you know, but you think, oh, but no, it's, and because there's other comedy going there, like, oh, I see, that's good. Because you do worry.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they've moved Chatty Man back because that means that you and your agent can join me and my agent when we go to Channel 4 in the new year and go, can we not have Friday nights back, please? We'll be on Fridays.
Oh.
And Monday's not the new
Friday.
Monday's not the new Friday.
I was told Sundays were the new Friday when they put the show on a Sunday. Then I was told that Friday's about to be Friday again. Now they moved the series to Monday. Monday's the new Friday. My Christmas special goes out on a Wednesday. It's all over the place.
You don't know if you're coming or going, love, do you?
You need Google Maps to find the show these days. Anyway, tonight is the first show.
Yep.
You've got The Inbetweeners on.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell.
Yes.
And The Hoff.
The Hoff. And CeeLo Green singing.
CeeLo Green.
I love him.
It's a terrible lineup.
I know.
Colin Farrell, by the way, did you understand what he was saying?
Oh, yeah, he's got better. He's not like Nadine Coyle. I mean, I can understand.
In America, in interviews, they subtitle him. If he's on, like, Entertainment Tonight or Extra or any of the showbiz shows, they often subtitle him in interviews.
See, I don't think he's difficult to understand, Colin Farrell.
I can understand him.
For Americans, because his Irish accent's so strong.
Yeah,
yeah. I've never met him, but I'm a big fan. Is he nice?
Oh, he's lovely. Really nice. Mm. Really nice.
Did he go afterwards? Did he have a little drink afterwards?
No, he doesn't drink anymore.
Does he not?
No, he's been to rehab.
No.
Ah, so is he a reformed hellraiser then?
Yes, because I forget sometimes. I'm opening that globe. Go on, have a drink. Stop being boring. And then obviously I've been in rehab and then they break down and then have to cut.
Oh, no.
And you edit that bit.
I know, yes.
I would imagine, is somebody who's been to rehab for you a bit like Gordon Ramsay bumping into a vegetarian at one of his restaurants?
Yes.
Have a drink! I'll just come out of rehab. Then you'll need one!
And then next week we've got Cheryl Cole.
Oh.
And Michael McIntyre. And,
wow.
And Stacey Solomon.
God bless her.
And Sean Ryder. That's good.
Oh, that's an interesting lineup.
Yes, it is.
So tonight, 10 o'clock on Channel 4. Make sure you tune in to see the lovely Alan Carr.
Yes, please do.
Doing his show.
We'll have to record it, won't we, today?
Why?
Well, I'm hoping I'm back home by 10.
Oh, you're having your office party?
Yeah. No, just the show party. Chris Moyle's show.
Show lunch.
That's nice.
Yeah. Then take out a little treat them all.
Oh.
Happy meals all round.
Yeah. And we're going to go large.
Really? You're going to supersize?
Yeah, supersize. Oh, are we not?
Well,
okay, regular then.
I'll have to see. I'm not made of blooming money. So we're doing that today. You could have come with us.
That's the one thing. I never go to any Christmas office parties anymore.
No.
That's when you're like a stand-up. I mean, you don't really have an office, do you?
No. Do you not have a big agency party? Does Addison not throw a big lavish
party? No, I never get invited.
Oh, no, really?
See, you and Justin should go out and pull a cracker and, you know, share a turkey dinner.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What was that?
You've got me thinking. I could have a Friday night project. Christmas extravaganza.
There you go.
It's a good idea. I'll give him a tinkle.
Yeah, he won't answer.
He never does, does
never
he?
Never does. Never answers his phone. Never answers his phone. We have this every time you're on, don't we?
I know. I don't know what I've done wrong.
Remind me later, before Alan leaves, we have to ring Justin on the air.
Oh, don't. Okay. You always do.
We always do
it.
He never answers.
But one of these days, he must answer, surely, just by the laws of probability, he must pick up one day.
He's not busy. You know, he can pick the phone.
Well, he might be busy. He might be working on exciting new projects.
I mean, at like 8:30 in the morning, right. He's kind of busy.
Because he did that live in the Ravioli Ballroom, didn't he? Maybe
yes,
he's doing another one of those.
Yeah. Have you seen John Coleshaw's impression of you on the Impression Show?
Oh, I know, yeah. Someone sent me the link. It's good, though. It's good.
I can imagine your reaction. I bet it was this. And you had to be honest with me. Oh. And Coleshaw's an impression of me. It's a link. I'll watch it. Oh, it's me, Alan Carr. I bet your face is like this. Sounds nothing like me.
I was.
Sounds nothing like me. And I bet you're watching it with someone, with your other half or someone else, and they're going like that. It's not bad, is it? It's not bad. Going, yeah, it's nothing like me.
That's what I said, but I mean, I've got to be honest with me, you know, like, Justin, yeah, it was. I was like, I don't think I sound like that, but then I do, don't I, when you hear yourself back.
Yeah, you do sound like that.
Yeah.
I've got news for you.
I don't realise, you know, like when I go in disguise, if I've got to do my Christmas shopping, I like put a hat on and put my contacts in, and I forget it's the voice, and then you go on the tube and you go, a ticket please for the Central Line, and then everyone looks round.
Is that enough of a disguise then, just to take your glasses off and put a hat on?
Yeah.
Really?
I would imagine you'd look very different without your
Can
glasses.
I see you without your glasses on?
Yeah.
See, I'd still see it was you.
It's like Superman and Clark Kent.
It really is.
Mm.
But more Clark Kent and Clark Kent.
Yes, that's me disguise.
Ah.
When you made it.
Yeah.
Right, you obviously a comic working your way up the ladder.
That's right, love.
Did you feel you'd made it when you went and bought expensive glasses?
Yeah, I did. It was like swimming with dolphins.
Goodbye, these old things. Hello, new sexy ones.
Yeah.
We should have worn them today.
Oh.
Right.
Oh. I'm ill. I'm struggling.
Well, I thought you were saying your boyfriend's name then. I'm ill.
Emil.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Not I'm ill, because that's a strange name for a boyfriend. Hi, I'm ill.
Hi, and I'm Alan. And together, we're Ill and Alan. Ill and Alan.
That'd be a good double act, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like Rosemary and Thyme.
Yeah.
I'm Ill and Alan, too.
Ill and Alan.
Alan's show is back on tonight at 10 o'clock, so everybody must watch that. I'll be tuned in.
Yeah.
I'll even series link it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it like mine? Is it going to be on Channel 4 HD, but it's not actually filmed in HD?
Is it an HD? Oh, I can't stand that HD. It does my head in. Oh, you know, it's doesn't do you any favours, does it?
But you're a handsome man.
I'll give over.
Oh, you are?
Oh, no, I don't like it.
You've got a lovely smile. There, look at it.
Where's the webcam? Should I smile?
Hello,
I
know, just that one there.
Is it there, right? That right close?
That's one and that one.
You didn't tell me it was right there. Oh, no.
It's all right.
Oh.
And we can zoom in as well. If
you no, can. Don't.
Do an extreme close-up.
Don't.
You're a bit like Chatty Man. I need to see.
Oh, right. Oh, look, yeah. Oh, not too close.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, look, yeah. That's where
ooh,
it is.
Oh,
there's
no
wisdom tape.
Oh, hang on, let me try and find it. Just down a bit.
There.
Down a bit, Alan.
Down a bit.
Up a tiny bit.
Up a bit.
There,
that's where the pain is.
So if anybody's watching who can help, 811.
It's like amateur dentistry, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, those pills you gave me are kicking in.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Can you just clarify what...
Cold and flu pills.
Yeah. Of course. What, am I like Courtney Love or something? No, I was just saying, oh, it's getting better.
Yeah, good.
Something's wrong, we have to clarify that. What kind of a show is this?
The world's gone mad, Alan.
No, it's gone mad.
It's the BBC, Alan. We get called up to, you know, Lord Moog's office or someone high up. Now.
And it wasn't me that
What was Alan Carr saying today? Were you giving him pills? No, Lord Moog. It was cold and flu tablets. Yes. That's all.
Well,
it's the only thing that makes the pain go away.
Mm. Well, no, it's not. So try these. So what are you going to do about you? Because is there anything you can do? There must be something you can do. Isn't
can
there?
You have like a 24-hour dentist?
Yeah.
Mind you, I can go now. I don't know why I said that.
Well, you've got the whole day.
Don't they deal in dental emergencies?
They do.
Hang on. It's not that bad.
Hang on, let me work this out. So the show's on tonight. So you've got a day of promotion today?
Yeah. I'm on the one show and...
Are you on the one show tonight?
Yeah.
What?
I know. What am I going to do? Mind you, what do you reckon? Do you reckon I should just have it out?
Well, let a dentist say whether they should take it out or not.
They're the most qualified.
Don't have it out before tonight, because you won't be great on the one show if you can't speak, because your face is...
Oh, yeah, and I look like Jackie Stallone.
Hello, welcome to Chatty Man. I'm not a monster. All right, welcome to the one show, Nat. And here's Alan Carr, everyone. Woo! Hello, Matt. It's going to be a welcome to foul for a virtual Chatty Man. There you go. You'll be fine.
Oh.
Well, are you doing Steve Wright today? Are you going to see Steve?
No, I did that on Friday before the pain kicked in.
Because he does his own dentistry.
I know about that, because when you go in there, sometimes you can smell TCP.
Yeah, he looks after... This is true, Dom.
Is it?
He does his own dentistry, yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Oh, he's crackers. He lives on another planet, I was
told. Does he have one of those
chairs?
Does he have that sort of pink liquid that you gargle with?
His chair in the studio goes back, proper fully reclines everything. And he's got a light on a stand.
Does he?
Yeah, above you, yeah.
Do you know, my dentist has got one of those posh... He's got a TV on the ceiling.
Oh,
so you
I like...
watch telly while you're That's being, some... you know, rooted around with.
Wow, is it private?
No, he closes the door.
I pay extra, then it might open. Never know what that means.
Yeah, he's got blinds.
Wow. People are saying, people are texting in.
Oh, what are they saying?
My mum is a dentist. She says, get antibiotics and see a dentist.
Oh, right. Thanks for that. For that insider knowledge.
Notice, by the way, she's a dentist, but she's not offering. She's saying to see another dentist.
Yeah.
James going to uni in Kent says, it won't work with a piece of string and a doorknob. For those teeth, you'll need a rope and a jumbo jet. That's not...
That's not... I'm ill! Rope and a jumbo jet.
Chloe's a dental nurse. She says, warm, salty mouthwash.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you are.
Yes.
Yeah. That works for most things, doesn't it? Warm, salty mouthwash.
Mm.
There's people sending you a lot of love.
Oh, that's nice. Because I know I'm not... Normally I'm a bit more hyper and with it, but it's just the pain. Did I mention I've got a toothache?
Everyone's saying rinsing with warm, salty water should help.
Oh. How does salt help with a toothache?
Salt helps with everything.
Yeah.
It does. Salty water is an answer for most
Apart
things.
From if you're a slug.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a bad...
Yeah, if you're a slug and you've got a bad tooth, I wouldn't do that.
Do you know the other thing that fixes most things, Alan? Vinegar.
No, it's not.
Honestly, yeah, vinegar has amazing...
Salt and vinegar.
And
you turned into Aggie from...
vinegar.
White vinegar, love it. White vinegar.
Vinegar has amazing properties, which solves most things.
Yeah. I tell you what also is good for it as well. Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you come out with us today, I guarantee by the time you go home, that pain will have gone.
Oh. Maybe I should. Maybe I should come out. Would you like
come out with... How about this? Come out with us and then go straight to the one show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am a man!
Yeah, let's do that.
Alan, I heard this morning, apparently you've got a really bad toothache.
Who has? What
you
tooth?
Have? I don't know what you're on about.
be like that day when we went out in the afternoon. Do you remember with the two of those former members of the band Reef?
Like
one of those days.
Yeah, that was
and you
nice.
Could wobble onto
nice.
Set.
Wobble onto...
You know, for the one show.
Wobble, why? Because I'm drunk or because I'm fat?
Oh, Dave!
Time for the news?
Oh, I was meaning wobble. Tipsy.
Thank you. Wobble.
You should have hedged your bets and gone both. No, well, you normally waddle, but if you have a few drinks, it'll be a wobble.
Yes.
It's nice to see we're looking after you and making you feel good.
Yeah. Can I have some of that soapy water? What is it? The
salty water. Not soapy water.
Not soapy water. Don't be drinking like your fairy liquid in water. I'm not getting anything but bubbles.
My teeth look ever so clean, though.
Yeah. All right, what we'll do is we'll play a little trail, and then we'll do the news, and then we'll come back and we'll do more chatting with Mr. Alan Carr. Yeah. Chatty man!
Yeah!
Yes! Alan Carr, chatty man! Ollie Murs and Thinking of Me. Do you like Ollie?
I love Ollie.
Yeah.
He's Ollie really... Murs!
It's very catchy, that, isn't it?
Yes.
Little bit of spice.
I don't know. It's a bit weird. Well,
Alan Carr is here, ladies and gentlemen. And finally, next year, he's going on tour again.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Well, it's about time.
Was it 4 years?
4 years, yeah. Well, it will 4 years next year. Yeah, yeah. Spexy Beast.
Isn't that a great name for the
Spexy
tour?
Spexy Beast.
Yes.
Like brilliant.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm doing arenas, which is terrifying.
Now, have you written it?
Written half of it.
Right, OK.
And it is funny.
Oh, no, of course it is.
No, you know, some people, you know, you see some shows and they're not that funny. But
can we have one joke?
No.
Oh, OK.
Pay your money like everyone else.
Oh, no, I'll be there.
Can you remember any rejected jokes that you've gone, actually, I'm not putting that in?
Oh, there's loads of those. Because I turn up, you know, you turn up at pubs and do it all, and then there's stuff that you think, they are going to laugh their heads off at this, and then you do it, and then it's like...
How do you learn it all? Do you have to do, like, word association on topics or not?
Yeah, you sort of like...
You sort of kind of go, right, well, I know that from that bit about bread, that then we go to whatever.
Here, I haven't had any chilli bread.
Oh, well, do you want a slice?
Yeah, I'll eat on the other side.
Mm. Oh, I'll go around here?
No, on the other side of my mouth.
My TV? All right, can you do him a slice, Al?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's chilli bread?
Chilli bread.
Yeah. Mm. It's very good, actually.
That I made all by myself.
Really?
With the bread maker, what I bought him last Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a gift that just keeps on giving, isn't it?
You know, Little Chef?
Yeah.
I'm like Chubby Chef. That's what I am. I cook now. Do you cook?
Yeah.
Do you? I'm quite surprised by that.
Why?
I just didn't have you down for a cook.
Do you have a dentist? Do you cook? What kind of life do you think I lead?
I know what kind of life you lead, Alan. Don't ask me that question, because I know the answer.
Yeah, but of course I cook.
Right, what do you cook? What do you...
I make a nice risotto.
Oh.
I like risotto.
Yeah, it's nice. Because you know what you can do? You can go upstairs, can't you, just leave it. Then when you come down, it's like you've got a manservant. Because it's made for when you come back downstairs. Right, now I'll have a little taste of this.
Have you ever made bread?
No.
No. Well, here we go. He's trying my bread.
It's bread of heaven.
It's nice.
Oh, don't say it like that.
Oh, it's a bit strong.
Have we got a bit of chilli?
Mm.
Oh, dear.
Are you not good with spicy food?
Well, not when it's put in a loaf.
Yeah, there might have been a little bit too much.
I think they should just leave bread as it is. I think you've gone too far, Chris.
Oh, do you not like it? Oh.
The most adventurous I get is Mighty White.
Oh, well, sure. I appreciate that.
Or do you get those best of both ones? You know, where it looks like white bread, but it has all the wholesome qualities of
well,
bread.
Well, that's it, yes. You've got to get your folic acid, haven't you, and everything, yeah.
Can you butter it, Alan? I'll just give it to him dry.
I gave him butter next to it. I didn't want to impose butter.
No.
You let him apply according to taste.
Yeah.
You don't like it, do you? I haven't tried it yet. Can I try some?
Have some.
Oh, he doesn't like my bread.
It's too strong.
Cow.
Go on, try some. You haven't tried some yet.
How rude. Mm-hmm. Oh! Oh, my God! Oh!
Big girl.
That has got a kick.
Do you know what they said would be good, actually? Some people suggested putting chocolate spread on, and then you get that chilli chocolate thing going on.
I like it.
Oh, yeah! I've had some of that chilli chocolate. You wouldn't think it worked, would you?
You wouldn't, would you? But surprisingly, it does.
It's a bit like, pickled onion Monster Munch. Mm. I didn't think I'd like them, but I did.
See, nice, I prefer the beef ones.
It's nice.
No.
Nice. I like that.
See, that's still burning in my mouth.
It does have a little bit of a kick, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Blimey.
There's quite a lot of chilli in there.
Oh, they don't got a water or something.
Yeah, I tell you what, that might be the excuse I need to actually get my second cup of tea of the whole day, bearing in mind it's 8:47.
Heard from an actual doctor.
Oh, yeah.
A doctor or a dentist?
A doctor, because right. I was asking...
It's not like... Is it a proper... It's not like Dr. Fox or Dr. Dre.
It's Dr. Yeah. David Tennant.
No. Dr. Mel, who I work with on the surgery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to know about salty water and why that helps.
Yeah, yeah.
And she says... toothache may be due to gum root infection or abscess. Salt water...
Abscess?
Salt water's antibacterial, but tastes gross. Better take 2 paracetamol and definitely see a dentist.
There you are.
Abscess.
But those are the kind of things you get from toothache, you see. But yeah. For you, you think it's because you've got a...
Oh, I can feel it coming through the gum.
See. So salty water won't help with that.
No. Abscess, you got me worried now.
But if you can feel what it is, it's not an abscess.
I suppose so.
So you're fine, but...
Oh, get to the dentist, you big girl. Oh, what's wrong with you?
I would go to the dentist, but I had to come in here, didn't I?
Yeah, but you've had it for 2 blooming days, so you could have rung them up and gone, oh, my mate's killing me, can I come in?
My time is precious. I'm not spending my weekends in a blooming dentist.
No, you're spending sitting on your arse watching X Factor Saturday and Sunday night. Get it sorted. God's sake. I need to come around and look after you.
Mm.
You do, you need someone to look after you.
Mm.
Look at you. I'll tell you. And hurry up and finish the rest of this tour. Right, get it finished, will you?
Yeah, I will, I will, I will.
I'm going to sort him out.
You are. You're like his life coach.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
He's like a guru to me.
He's like a guru.
And go shopping. You look like a darts player.
That's not nice.
You're like a handsome darts player.
Oh, that's better.
Is that right?
That's slightly less horrible.
So anyway, Alan's tour next year, 33 arenas across the UK and Ireland.
Oh, I know,
So have you put the tour before you've written it? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, because I need something like to give me a kick up the...
Okay.
I'll do it! That'll get your tooth out.
Yeah. But no, I had to do it because it takes ages, you know, fill out and like, you know...
And that's your motivation, I suppose, the prospect of 33 arenas for people...
Yeah,
expecting to be entertained.
Yeah,
including Wembley Arena and the O2 in London.
Wow.
Ka-ching. You'll be able to afford to get your teeth done then.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I might even get that jumbo jet and the rope.
when can I buy tickets? Today?
Yeah.
So now?
I can get you a complimentary.
I'd to support my friend.
Maybe next year you could do it as your office party. You could all come and have a laugh at the O2.
Oh, yeah. Why, who's supporting? Do you do that? Do you have support on the tour?
No, it's me doing the whole show.
Right, okay.
Do you have an interval or not?
Yeah, then you can go and have an ice cream. Yeah. Maybe, you know, use the lavatory and the other facilities at the O2. And then...
How will you be introduced? Do you do it yourself?
I'm sure I'll have someone to do it, won't I?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Alan Carr.
Spexy Beast himself.
Please welcome.
You know who should get to do it?
Who?
Ray Winston.
Really?
Yeah, because he's in Sexy Beast, wasn't he?
What a good idea.
You know, bring a nice little sort of gag for you.
Ben Kingsley, he was in it also, was he not?
Yeah.
Ben Kingsley, he played Gandhi.
I know who he is, but I don't think he's right, really, for a Spexy Beast arena tour.
Well, he doesn't have to come there every night.
What about Morgan Freeman?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a nice voice.
Yeah, but he wasn't in Sexy Beast, though.
Alan Carr.
That's how he talks?
Yeah.
Well, he would if he came from Leeds. Oh, well, that's nice. That's something nice to look forward to next year, in the autumn, yeah?
Yeah.
If you got Morgan Freeman, you could get him to dress up as God, like he does in Bruce Almighty. And then that would give the show a certain weight and gravitas, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, having God.
Yeah, I fear poor Andy was a fan of Alan Carr. And here he is, Alan Carr. And you go, thanks, Morgan! It is a fascinating thing, obviously not for you, but for us, because when you asked about how do you learn it, first of all, do you write it all out and then have to sit
write
and learn
it all
it, like
out.
Homework?
Yeah, write it all out, and then I turn all the telly off and everything, then I just have to keep going over it in my head.
Wow.
But yeah, if it was...
Sometimes I have like a comb in my hand and I do it in front of a mirror, you know.
Do you?
Yeah. And sometimes I heckle myself.
I guess as long as you've got sort of bullet points in your head, then you remember, you know, what goes with it. So, as I say, if you're kind of doing a thing on bread and then you think, right, bread, then it goes to Bev Callard, and then it goes to X Factor, and then it goes to whatever.
Do you record
Spain.
It and listen
well,
to
don't,
it?
Don't give all my jokes out. It's just like WikiLeaks, if you will.
Alan Leaks. Well, he does after a few pints.
Alan Lee.
Do you ever record it and then go walking, listening to it on your
own? No, because I can't. I don't like my voice, so I can't hear it. No.
We can get Morgan Freeman to voice it for you when it's written.
Yeah.
here's what I've noticed about Tesco's. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Trying to do Morgan Freeman. Anyway, look, lovely to see you.
Oh, thank you so much. Sorry, I haven't been... You know, me usual self.
You've been all right.
I've been all right.
Yeah.
You've been great.
I've been all right.
You've been worse.
We've had way worse guests than you.
Really? Yeah. Worse than me?
Yeah.
Oh. I find that very hard to believe.
What a compliment.
We've had worse.
I love the send-off we're giving you.
Yeah. Had worse. Yes. You look like a carol singer, in a good way. Yanking out my teeth with a Boeing 747. I feel much better. You've been a real tonic, guys.
Well, I always like to put a smile on your face. So have you got a day? You're all day now until 7 o'clock and then the one show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but if I'm on the telly tonight, I can't have it out.
Well, no, you can't. They'll throw you off.
No, I know.
That's not that kind of show, Alan. And welcome to the one show. Alan, just put the boys back in the barracks. So they're hanging out there. Yeah, clear it up with a copy of his new DVD. Well, good luck. Have a night. Good luck with the tooth.
I'll be fine.
And let me know.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go tomorrow because I've got all day tomorrow off.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And you've got a dentist, yeah?
Yes, I have got a dentist. Just
checking again.
Just double checking.
Yeah. Because I do my own dentistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Wright. Did I tell you?
I didn't know that.
Oh, he's just texted me, actually, by the way. I said, can you help Alan? Because you're doing your own dentistry. He goes, yeah. Can you get hold of some rope and maybe an aeroplane?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Open wide, friend.
Woo, it's Alan's tooth! Woo!
Have a look in there, old
it's
lady.
It's the big tooth! Tonight, 10 o'clock, Channel 4. Please watch. It's a brand new series of Chatty Man. It's obviously going to be a good show because The Hoff is on. So Alan Carr and The Hoff and CeeLo Green and Colin Farrell. Tonight, 10 o'clock, Channel 4. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Alan Carr, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, everyone.